What time is it? It's time for A Voice of a People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device and search WWGH. If you would like to ask any questions or make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Again, 740-383-9944. Let me also share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People and those of you who listen regularly. Thank you for thinking about the show. And those of you who may be listening for the first time today, welcome. Hopefully you will enjoy this show. We will start with Logos Christian Ministries as a supporter. Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. And this month it will be September the 19th, which is this coming Saturday. They begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number, 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Let us start this show off with a thought for today. Also, say words of wisdom, and it's titled, Higher Thinking. Just as the highest tower needs a deep foundation, so too, our higher thinking is based on going deep. And with that thought, I turn my attention to my guest today, Tim Jones. How are you today?
Doing well. Can't complain.
Amen. And he is a deep thinker, so this thought for today is right on time with our program. He is also a consultant for a rehabilitation center for those who are recovering from addiction of drugs. He's a designer and an architect. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more into that designer today. Okay. After we do our mental. I wrote it down. I thought I did, but I guess I didn't for the young people. But, and you know, a lot of us fall into that category, but now let me let Tim Jones speak for himself. And how are you today?
I'm doing well. It was a good day. Wasn't too busy like it was yesterday. So definitely a lot better. As for words of wisdom, you know, that was deep. It was real good. Honestly, you think about wisdom, you think about trees. I know the Bible talks about wisdom and trees. And the one thing a tree does, it digs its roots deep into the earth. And the deeper the roots, the bigger the tree. So that kind of gives you something to, in a sense, think about. So, yeah, it's always good to go deep and don't get lost in the rabbit hole, though, you know.
Oh, so. Wow. Yes, you are so right about that. Woo. And you know what? When you're growing up, you don't think about those things, you know, till you get a little older and you're, like, wondering what's going on with your life because you don't know enough. And what you do know, you're not really using, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Right.
It's a crazy statistic that and it had me baffled when I heard it. 98% of people. So 98% of people don't know what they want, right?
True.
2% do. So you have certain people, like younger, especially our younger kids, they know exactly what they want to do. Like, oh, I want to be a doctor. And, like, they go for it. Mm-hmm. But the rest of us, the 98%, like, we have to figure it out. And so what happens, you can get stuck into a hypnotic rhythm of life of being pushed to and from.
Wow.
You're going whichever way the wind blows because you're trying to figure it out. But you have to, in a sense, find, this is the key, you have to find out what it is that you do want. Because a lot of times you ask somebody what they want. Well, I don't want to live in, what do you want? I don't want to live in Marion. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want that. I didn't ask you what you didn't want. I asked you, what do you want?
What do you want?
Because the moment you figure what it is that you want, now you have a goal. Now you have a destination, right? And then it becomes deep. Now this is where it gets deep. We talk about wisdom, right? Okay, Tim, you don't want to live in Marion. Where do you want to live? Oh, I want to live in Columbus. Okay, how much is that going to cost? Let's say $3,500 because first month's rent and whatever, you know, $3,500
right.
altogether.
Moving expenses and all that, right? Yeah. Right.
So how soon do you want to be there? Oh, a year? Okay, 12 months? Okay, now divide that by the $3,500. Hmm. That's how much I got to save, you know. And then let's say 6 months, you're going to see, because you can see if you're a good shot or not, you're going to see, am I off? Oh, I'm on target.
Right.
I'm on pace. Right. And that's the reset. That'll help you, like, evaluate where you are in that time frame. So, in a sense, setting goals leads to achievement, which leads to knowing what you want, which leads to progression, which leads to a happier life.
Right.
Because when we stagnate and we're not moving forward, that's when you feel, once again, the depression, the anxiety, fear. You know, all those negative emotions, all the negative mindset that comes with that.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I focus on when I talk to the younger youth. I focus on them, like, trying to figure out what it is you want. What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, positive. You know,
right.
What do you want to do positive? What is something that somebody told you you can't do that you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not impossible. Just mean it was impossible to that person who told you that they couldn't. Or maybe it comes from a form of, in a sense, even trying to protect that person, right? Let's say, tell my mom I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to design clothes. Oh, boy, you can't do that. But only thing she's saying is, like, she's, in a sense, she's trying to protect me. Like, that's going to be hard work. It's going to be a lot of money. Like, she don't even know where to start, right?
Right.
So out of her mind is, in her mind, it may be, you can't do that. But in my mind is, I can, and now I just got to start. I might not know where,
right.
But I just got to start, whether it's seeking information, seeking the right person to talk to.
Because
people, one thing about people, they are an abundance of information.
Yes.
Right? So if I sit there and ask you, I say, you know, a good lawyer or a good mechanic? Oh, I don't know. I don't necessarily know one, but my brother.
Mm-hmm,
I'm going to give you his number. Talk to him.
Right, you know, right.
He just got his car worked on, or my brother, or my cousin's a mechanic.
Right.
You know, you seek, you shall find.
That's true.
That's a principle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just a classic, what we say, an old
cliche.
Cliche, or, you know.
It's fact,
saying,
right,
it's,
yes.
It's a fact.
Yes, it
you
is.
You shall find. You know, so these are just some of the things that I try to teach and speak upon, because it's true. And like
yes.
I said, a lot of the principles are biblical.
Yes, they are. Absolutely, they are. Those are true. You know, like they said, like God says, I am the way, the truth, and the only life worth living do I give you, you know. And that's where, like I was saying, I don't know if it was you or they came up with the fake news. All of a sudden, you don't know what to believe because people say, well, that's not true. That's fake. And it's like, okay, now what happened that everything's fake now?
Yeah.
You know, whose mouth are we supposed to believe?
Absolutely.
You know, so, and God says, put your trust in no man, right?
Absolutely.
Or in princes, you know. So it's his word.
Absolutely.
It's the only truth we know.
Absolutely. And the one thing we have to become more in tune with is our intuition. Your gut never lies to you ever. And to me, if it makes sense, 1 + 1 is always 2.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm like, yo, that makes sense. I'm going to look into it more. But if I'm just like, nah, none of this making sense, I'm dismissing it, you know.
Right.
We definitely have to get back to trusting our gut, because that's God. That's that infinite intelligence that's in you. How many times, and I can guarantee the audience out here listening, how many times have you went against your gut in a moment that thing happened, you was like, I knew it. That's the first thing come out your mouth. Oh, I knew it. I don't know why I did that.
Right.
I knew it.
regretful.
Yeah.
Immediately. You're right.
But that's how the Father works. So we got to get back to trusting also your gut. That's your sixth sense. Intuition.
You're so right. And I'm a champion in that area. You know, because it's just a very uneasy, queasy feeling that you have.
It's supposed to be.
You know, and you can't get rid of it.
Yep.
Until it's just the right there. Until you do the right thing.
Until you listen to it.
That's right. Oh, that's powerful. You know, the Almighty. You know, the Almighty. And all these are His words of wisdom.
Absolutely.
That you're using in your life every day. I try to use in my life every day. You know, the principles, the precepts, and the commandments. And that's where our young people, that is exactly what they need.
Yeah. They don't understand God is in them.
Right.
We are gods.
Yes.
Children of the Most High.
Yes.
We're not thee.
No.
We are. You know, because we got the
ability
to create. We got a mind.
True.
We can think. You know, all these beautiful things that He allows us to do, right? And so once you understand that, you don't necessarily have to look up to see God, but look within to find Him and listen. That's all the Bible tells you to do. Listen. Listen. Listen.
Slow to speak, right?
Listen. You'll hear them. But you got to listen, but you got to go after them. So, but that's just one of the things, you know?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And that is something that you just really have to work on, because we have such a will. Our own will. And He won't override our will. But like you say, He got that intuition working in us, you know, and our conscience.
Yep.
You know, He's working through our conscience and our intuition, that gut feeling, you know, don't do that. Don't go here. Don't go there, you know. And then when you go, like you said, you're like, oh, God, because you already know.
Yeah, I know.
It's a mistake.
Yep.
You knew it before you went there, but you just trying it anyway, right? Well, maybe, right? But maybe not.
Yep.
Maybe not. Whoa. So we are also talking about mental health issues for our youth and how to reach them, and how could we bring them maybe in a setting. What do you think the biggest problem is with the mental health of our youth?
A lot of the culture. A lot of things that we see. I don't necessarily like to blame things on, like, social media. Social media is not necessarily the problem, because social media doesn't change people, exposes people. Right? If you was a butthole in real life, you're probably a butthole on social media. Like, that's just who you are, right?
Right.
In a sense, it exposes you. Sort of like money. You know what I mean? Money doesn't necessarily change people. It just expose who you really were. Right? So we look at that, and we're going to go back into the same principle, seek and we shall find. Right now, we have in our minds, our brain has what's called a reticular activating system, right? And I'm going to kind of give you an example of how this works. It's filters. So when you bought your car, right, after you bought your car, I bet you've seen that car everywhere.
And even more so today.
Even more so. You know why?
Yeah, why?
Because every time you see your car, your brain is saying, hey, look, that's my car. Even though somebody else is driving it, it's saying, that's my car. Because it's a filter that's in the mind that became more important to you. That became something that's important to you. So you seek it, you see it without even necessarily looking for it. You know, and so think about that. Think about all the things that some of our youth is seeing, especially with the internet. The internet's a big thing. So they're being desensitized. They're being moved to think like this, act like this, and in a sense, even feel you should feel like this or whatever. Like it's almost like they're being programmed, or something's telling them this is the way to go. This is the way to go. But once that becomes important to you, you're finding that. You're finding that naturally. It's just, it's your reality is being ship-shaped. It's going to see it naturally. Just like a hunter, like, I don't hunt deer, right? So if I go in the woods, I might stumble upon a deer by accident.
Right.
By accident. But a hunter will find a deer. He know what to do. He know how to track it. He knows what to look for.
Right.
He knows what to look for. He got his interest. All those things. So the same concept plays even in the minds of our youth. So if they're being fed negativity, this is how it should look, this is how it should be, what do you think is going to naturally happen? It's just going to naturally be a part of them.
And
it's almost like they don't know how, in a sense, to express themselves in a positive manner. Maybe somewhere down the line, it wasn't taught how. So that's what I work on with my daughter. I want her to understand her emotions.
Yes.
Tell me. Don't just default to angry, mad.
Right. Oh, gosh. You
know? It's simple. That's that low vibrations. Remember we said higher vibrations.
Right.
That's lower vibration thinking. That's animalistic. You know,
right.
Just to fight and be barbaric. You know, but to actually think and to respond, not react all the times. Like, let's say seasoning fell out the cabinet and I just automatically caught it. I didn't have time to think about that. I just reacted.
Right, reaction. Right.
No time to think about that. Reaction is good. Somebody slam on the brakes, I'm going to slam on my brakes. Reaction is good.
Right.
Right? But there's times where we have to sit back and respond. Respond in a proper manner.
Right.
You know, and when you have people just reacting all the time, that's like, it can be chaotic. But if you have people responding, I'm sitting back and I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
And now I respond in a proper manner. That's a whole different wave.
Okay. All right. I understand that, because when somebody run and we all running,
what's going on? We'll find out later.
Right. But we moving, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as the first one move, like, what? Okay. I got you. I'm out of here. And when you say mental health, explain that.
Mental health is, you know, mindset. And just like life is energy. So we got good energy and bad energy.
Right.
So in a sense, you got a good mind or you got a bad mind. Or you could even be, in a sense, a neutral zone, but back and forth. But either you're going to have dominating positive thoughts,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have dominating negative thoughts. One is going to be more prevalent.
Right.
One is going to dictate. Always remember this: how you think and what you think is what you believe, and that's how you behave. So if you got all these negative thoughts constantly entering into the mind,
mm-hmm.
and you believe them, that's how you're going to behave. Some people just naturally, because they don't have to think about it no more, naturally negative.
Right. Nothing sounds good to them ever. And if it is good, they're going to talk it down.
Very pessimistic, right? And then you have people who are more optimistic, more looking towards, you know, the brighter spectrum.
The brighter side all the time.
Why are you always looking like the glass is half full? I don't know, you know, it just is what it is. Like,
right,
that's
right.
Just how I perceive it.
Right.
Right? And life is all about perception. You know, you see a guy with a suit on, you know, you might think, it depends on the person. You might think, oh, businessman.
Mm-hmm.
What if he's just going to a funeral? Or what if you just wanted to wear a suit? But a lot of times we have our reference points.
True.
You know, of to what we think something is. Don't make it true. Doesn't make it false. It's just a perception.
Just a perception. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you're right. But do you think sometimes that phrase is used as an excuse for people?
Which one?
Well, he's got a mental problem. You know, he has mental issues. He may go, like the young people that were shooting up the schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe some of them did. Were like, I'm not going to say retarded, but maybe slow-minded, slow-thinking. You know, like kids used to go to school, but they'd be in the lower class. Used to keep them in the basement of the school, you know, for slow learners. And when, you know, people really do something crazy, they'll say, well, he has mental issues. Is that true, or is that just an excuse?
A little bit of both. Sometimes, like, I can't stand when people say, I got PTSD. Not to say that they don't, or I got ADD, or...
Right, something like that, yeah.
I'm like, why? You're claiming those things, but you're not trying to fix it. See, I don't like when people claim those things and they're not trying to fix it.
Right.
Right? Or they're not trying to overcome it. So you're claiming those things, and now you're just using it as an excuse. Well, I can do whatever, because I'm crazy. I'm bipolar. So I can talk to you crazy.
Right.
You know, no, you can't talk.
And other
to me
people
crazy.
Will make excuses too. You mm-hmm. know, well, so and so, ADHD or whatever, you know.
Yeah, because the more and more you do something, it becomes, in a sense, a personality trait, and that's what they be known for. Oh, she known for talking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Or he known
mm-hmm.
for acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This and third, but you're not trying to improve your health. And or you look for look for other things to cope.
Okay.
Coping mechanisms.
Right.
Right. So we look for medicines and things like that. Me personally, I'm more going back to the earth, more natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking for a cure, looking for preventatives and those type of things.
Right, right.
I don't try to give it any excuse, because when you begin to scapegoat like that, then you don't take no accountability. And no accountability, no responsibility.
Right.
You know? So
that's true.
I don't give them that pass. I don't give them that pass.
That's what I'm saying. Why give people a pass when, like you said, maybe their condition can be helped. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can do better. You know, if someone said, okay, I see what's wrong with them, such and such and such and such, and I know somebody that we can, you know, pull into this, and maybe they can contact them, or maybe that person can contact the person that has the problem and see if they can help them, you know. Mm-hmm. But you're right, and I think our society has gone to the left by saying, oh, he has a mental problem.
Yeah, mental. Everything. I mean, everything mental. Life is 95% mental. So you got 95% mental problems, but you also got 95% mental solutions.
Right.
You know, so.
And they're not looking at it that way. Now, see, that makes sense. Yeah. You have to think about everything you do, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Put some thought into it. But, same time, people confuse mental activity with thinking. It's not the case. When a computer goes into, let's say, screensaver mode,
mm-hmm.
You're not giving it commands telling it to do anything, but it's still on. It's mm-hmm. still active.
Right.
But it's not having no commands go through it to say, you know, oh, go to Facebook or go
right.
direct it to the internet, this, that, and the third. So mm-hmm. sometimes people just have mental activity, but doesn't mean they're thinking. It just means they, you know, they're there, right? So these are the things that we deal with on the daily. Now, I hate when people do something abstract like think positive. Well, if you don't feel positive, hard to think positive. But the thing is, you have to start right
somewhere, right?
You have to practice. That's all it takes. You have to practice, because the more and more you practice thinking positive, the more and more that reticular activating system will begin to kick in. Also, the more it just becomes more natural. How you do that is you replace thoughts. You
mm-hmm.
can't quit a thought, just like you can't quit a habit. You replace it. Negative habit, negative thought comes into my mind sometimes, and it could be crazy. I dismiss it like, man, you're crazy. What you thinking? Why are you thinking that for?
Oh, I know that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You better.
Man, what are you doing, Tim? That's crazy. Dismiss it.
Yeah.
And then I move on from it. But thoughts can grow. It's energy. And you can dwell. You can dwell on that thought.
On the wrong one.
On the wrong one.
Too long.
And thinking too long can lead to an action.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it too long, it can lead to something dangerous.
Oh, yes. And it will if you don't cast it down.
Mm-hmm. Got to.
cast down that imagination.
Yeah.
Woo. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Had to do some of that today. I'm not going there. And you're not going to take me there, right?
Yep.
No. Okay. So mental issues in our youth. I know you do counsel people. And how do you set up your meetings or sessions with them?
I always sit down, face-to-face, one-on-ones.
That's how you do it at first?
Yeah, all day long. And then, I think it's, for me, tend to stay busy because it doesn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they send me a text or something, you know, we sit and we chat more or whatever it may
so
be.
So they have access to you even after
give them access
your
to
job.
Me. That's super important. That's what a lot of people like. My time doesn't stop when I leave
right.
the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's there and they need Tim Jones, I try to make sure I'm available for that. And that means setting time aside. That's sacrifice.
Yeah.
You gotta give. You gotta, in order to receive, also, you gotta give.
Wow.
Right?
Yes,
and
you do.
You always gotta exchange something. So it never stops there. And I think that's the difference. Like they always say, yo, Tim, you're different from the other counselors. Or you know, it's just I show up and I mean what I say. My actions speak louder
right.
than words. And I show them that I care. And you gotta come from a place of a non-judgmental spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look to medicate at all. I look for more meditation and natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
I give them things that's practical.
Okay.
I don't want you to just take no medicine, right? and say this is the magic pill. No, like that's like saying my pen's magic, right?
Right.
I got this magic pen, right? And I'm just gonna go bibbidi bobbidi boop, and you're gonna be okay. Nope. But then I also set them up with expectations. I tell them, listen, you like a dead cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes for that cell phone to come back on when you plug it in is 1%.
Right.
And I said, that's all I want you to be today is 1%. Now tomorrow when you come in, I want you to be 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because 2 is better than 1.
Yes, it is.
5 is better than 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
So small increments. I don't want you to go from 0 to 100 in a day. That's not realistic. You got to put the time in. You got to put the work in. I tell people all the time, if I give you $1 million, you're going to spend it. But if we sat there and we made $1 million together, and you know the blood, sweat, and tears and all the sacrifices we put into doing it,
right, right.
You're going to think about how you're going to spend it, or you're going to be like, how can we make more?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Period.
You're right. Right. You're right about that. Whoa. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So what does success look like to you as far as the people that you mentor?
For me, success is simply achievement. It's not necessarily like material things. I think success is more of a mindset, right? So if you're a teacher, right, and some people might not see teachers as being successful compared to an entrepreneur or somebody with gazillions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
but if that teacher, you know, loves changing those kids' lives and has a great impact on those kids' lives, or you're a coach and you just coach Little League, you know, football for the kids,
right.
Like that's success. You happy in doing it. You're achieving something, not only personally, but you changing and affecting lives around you.
Right.
And that doesn't necessarily mean monetary. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean having the biggest house. That doesn't necessarily mean having the nicest car.
Right.
Like, where are you at in your mind? Are you good in your mind? Right.
Right.
It's okay for you to make $42,000 a year. That's okay. It's okay for you to make $20,000 a year. Are you happy with that? Are you happy with that? Are
right.
you content? Doesn't mean you have to settle for that.
True.
Are you content?
True. Are you content?
Mm-hmm.
It's not wrong to want more.
Yeah, no.
Right?
No, contentment is learned.
Yes, yes, absolutely. That's where the complainers come in, the people who are never satisfied. Mm-hmm. Like you were talking earlier, they always find something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, pessimistic?
Yeah, pessimistic.
They always find something wrong, no matter how good it look,
mm-hmm.
no matter how good it may be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something wrong with it. You know, I can't do this and this and that. You know, it's just not going to work for me. I tried mm-hmm. it and, you know, it's just not me. Well, why not?
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Why don't you try? Now I don't feel like trying this and that, you know.
That's what it comes down to. You don't feel like trying. See, you can try to raise your hand. Just do it. You know what I mean? Just do it. People don't want to put in the work.
Is that some laziness in there too?
Yeah. And if you say you can't, you absolutely cannot.
If you talk yourself out of it, you're saying?
Your brain stops. You say you can't do something, your brain stops. But if I sit there and say, you know, I want to do this and I can do this, like your brain will literally start to find, say, well, I can talk to this person, I can do this, I can try this, I can do that.
Right,
like,
right.
It goes into these options.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, let's check this out. And sometimes we hit walls, of course.
Wow.
Of course, everything's not going to pan out the way that you see in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But go for it. Go for it and give it some time. Work at it.
Wow. I see. Because I know people like that. They may be a little older than our youth we're talking about today, but, you know, they still have that negativity, and they really don't want to, no matter which way you show them another way, they'll knock it down. I don't want to do that, you know. It's not going to work. I already tried it. They ain't trying to do nothing for me. They ain't trying to help me in no kind of way, you know. That's like, wow, you talked yourself out of it before you even tried.
You lost. That's a failure right there. Quitting, like just not doing or quitting. You lost because you don't know what you can do until you do it.
True.
You don't know what you can do until
or try, like you said, raise your arm.
Just
you know,
do it. Just go for it. Go for it. What's the worst that can happen? You be back at square root one. You okay? But odds are you probably learned a lot.
True. And those of you who are listening to our conversation, Tim Jones and myself, Linda Sims, here on the Voice of a People, we're talking about mental health issues in our youth, and that can go for anybody, because we are in a time in our lives and in our future right now where this is like an and the, you know, it's so common. You know, we're excusing people because they're doing unseemly things and terrifying things and dangerous things. And we'll say, well, they have a mental issue. And maybe they do. Maybe you do. Maybe I do. Mm-hmm. But we can't be satisfied with that. And that's what Tim is saying, right? We have to get ourselves out of this hole, mm-hmm. right? So we're in the COVID, right?
Yeah.
And same thing is going on. You know, I can't go visit so-and-so. I got to wear a mask. Don't want to wear a mask. You know? I mean, we're in this kind of framework right now, right?
Yep.
In the COVID. So how do we talk ourselves into getting back positive?
Starts in the mind. Thinking positive. When I wake up, you know, here's the key to enjoyment and happiness in life. Find things that you are grateful for, thankful for, and appreciative about. People, places, and things. I promise you, it changes your whole mindset,
right.
even in that moment. I kind of give you an example. One day, I was at my brother's house, Reginald and Jordan's house, and my brother Jordan was working on a bike in the garage. My brother Reginald running around the yard, being him, and we just talked. And like, I just found myself in that moment. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just so happy, just in this moment, speaking with my brothers.
Right.
You know, and it was just. I just took a step back and enjoyed that moment. And sometimes that's mm-hmm. what we have to do. We have to take a step back and just enjoy life. Get back to basics. Enjoy your people around you. Enjoy, especially with all this stuff, especially when the COVID first came in, people was, you know, dropping right and left and didn't know what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
That should have made us even more appreciative for one another. I like the fact that everybody had to stay home for a mm-hmm. minute. Talk mm-hmm. to your kids.
Right.
Have dinner at the table.
Yeah.
You know, don't see what's going on with your kids mentally. See where they're at. You know, don't just say, here's the phone, here's the tablet, get out of my face. You know, go do that. You know, and then, you know, they was at home from school. And now y'all got a dose of what the teachers go through on a daily. Get your kid in order. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
stop
right.
giving that teacher such a hard time, you know?
Yeah,
and they give
that's
you
true.
A hard time.
That's
stop,
true.
You know, get some stuff in order. Take the time out for a minute. You know, work will always be there.
Oh, yeah. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not.
And I'm sure a lot of people did take advantage of those times. Mm-hmm. And I bet they were really shocked about, you know, their children, what they're doing, what's in their mind, you know, sitting at the table and eating, preparing meals together, you know, just doing things together as a family, which we have gotten so far away from. Mm-hmm. And I think even that has a effect on our young people today, because mm-hmm. they're not even with their parents. They may live in the same house, right?
Yep.
But they don't have no contact.
Yep.
Like you said, go in your room, do this, do that, mm-hmm. you know. Can we sit down and talk, you know? What did you wear to school today?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And then most of the time, they don't even want to talk. They get so engaged in our phones and stuff. Like, we get so engaged in what we're doing, so caught up in what we're doing, which is worrying about other people's lives most of the time through social media. But it's just when... It's like, if you don't use it, you lose it type
True.
Thing, right? So you got your kids, and you're not necessarily talking. So when you finally do talk, they're going to look at it as a negative thing. Why you want to talk now? What? Like, now you're bothering them.
Right, right,
right. Because
now you're
breaking their routine, because it's not something you normally do.
What? Right.
Oh, my God, are you on this?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And it's just...
I want to talk.
Hmm?
You know, I want to
talk.
What
you want to talk about? I don't want to talk about nothing. What's there to talk about? I went to school, you know? You get that real
yeah.
cut short.
Yeah. Set your little self down. We're going to talk, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You're right. Need to talk more every day.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue. It's crazy because you can put anything on the internet now, but it's so... people find it really hard to open up to people and to talk to people. And I'm like, yo, that's weird because... It's typically that's how people overcome situations. Sometimes people don't realize you will go through a situation, not for you, but for a person you're about to
yeah,
run into.
Yeah, somebody else. That's
somebody
true.
Else. How many
that's
times
true.
Have you went through something and then that person came to you and you're like, yo, I just went through this. You think you didn't tell that person that, but you're thinking that in your mind. Because
yeah.
God led them to you. And it's for you to help them get through it. A lot
wow.
quicker than you did. It's a process. That's how God works. Right, so open up to people. That God gives you that feeling or whatever it is, that nudge, that comfortable.
Yeah,
because you'll be comfortable. Find that person you're comfortable with speaking to. Mm. And it's okay for, and I want people to understand, it's okay for you to let out your vulnerabilities. Because after that, that makes you a superhero because they can't. What else can they use against you? Yeah, I'm a drug addict, right? What else can you use against me?
Now, you're talking some hard language now, yeah, Tim. Yeah, you know, that's not easy for a lot of people.
It's
uncomfortable. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Nobody wants to wear the crown of shame, but it humbles us. Yeah, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. But that doesn't mean I have to stay here. It's all about who you can become in the process.
Yes, it is.
I can't be me who I was last year because I'm not. So it's who I'm becoming tomorrow. That's how I look at it.
Who you are becoming. There you go. That's powerful there. Who you are becoming. And we're becoming something and someone different every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Unless you what? Cut your brain off?
Well, you know, yeah, absolutely. It's just like you become something regardless whether it's good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're going negative direction, backwards, or you're going forward.
Right.
But you're not never ever in a sense the same. People hate macro change, but micro change is something that you can always count on. The weather is going to be different tonight than it was yesterday. You know, everything is always constantly changing, not in a big way, but we have to grow. We have to move forward, you know, and that's what people have to realize and understand. You're not going to be the same person. It's who are you becoming is the question every day. Are you becoming better? Are you becoming, you know, worse off? That makes you evaluate yourself a little bit. You know, and if you don't like something, simply change it. Change the habit of it. It's going to take time.
Right.
But don't mean, that's judgment. Like if I tell you, Miss Sims, you'll never change. You this person. You'll never change. That's judgment.
I'll be like the devil is a liar.
Yeah, because I'm not the father. I can't judge you on that.
Right, I'm changing this. Tomorrow, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And I love that. Those people like, haha, that person said I'll never, you know, make it or I'll never be able to do this. But look at me now.
I know that's right. Absolutely.
Don't ever cast judgment on somebody.
No. And especially a person who has the temperament that, oh, no, you're not going to tell me who I am and what I am or what I'm going to do, where I'm going, you know, because that's in my hands, mine in the Lord's hands, you know. And I think I've always been that type of person because my dad taught us there's no such word as can't.
Mm-hmm.
He would get upset if we said it even in the house.
Mm-hmm.
What can't do that? Oh, no, he would just shut that down.
Yep.
So I've been the type of person where I'm a persevere.
Yeah.
Against all odds, if I have to, you know, so just try it.
Absolutely.
You don't know until you try, right?
Don't know until you try.
Now, if you're mentoring someone, what do you suggest to them as an exercise as far as reading or homework?
It depends on what type of spot they're in, right? So let's say I'm talking even with somebody that's suffering with like depression,
right?
Yo, you got to start a journal. Write down all your feelings, all your thoughts, and burn it. Burn book. Write down all your vulnerabilities. Write down just everything. Then burn it. I always like a reason to burn something because it takes a burden off you. It lifts weight up off you. You finally got it out.
Right
now you're starting the process of working through something. But same thing. People don't like to share their vulnerabilities. So speaking to some of these deep, dark things, you might not want to speak to them, but you can write that thing down.
Oh, yeah.
And you can burn that thing.
Yeah.
To make sure nobody gets it. It's in the ashes. Only God got it.
Right,
So it's like little activities. I try to find practicality because we always have to also do an action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn more. You feel better even when it's an action. Like sometimes when I'm feeling sad, I do a superhero pose, like for 2 minutes, and I hold it, and I just start laughing. Like I might even look crazy to somebody. I might be doing standing there just like that.
But
it makes you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It does, you know. Smiling, you know.
Right, that's true. That's
makes you feel better. Even if you got to force it for a minute, you just sit there and smile. You smile at somebody, they're gonna smile at you.
Right.
It's just natural.
Yes, it is. You know? It lifts your spirits also. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's just it depends on where that person's at. And what their goal is, what they're trying to do, right? So,
I like the idea of your journal.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that you're really struggling with, just burn it. Set it on fire, burn it up, right?
Yep, at each page you're done. Okay, I'm done with that.
Whoa.
Throwing it on the bonfire.
That's powerful. That should be a big roadway to change, you know? Because it's sort of like, I'm not even carrying this anymore. It's gone now, you know? It's gone now.
Yep.
Now, it's up to me whether I pick it back up
yep.
and go back with it Or leave it in the ashes.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. Now, okay. How to handle anxiety when you go to visit a person, okay, and they just super off the chain. What is your advice to them?
A person that got a lot of chaotic energy, one, you already got an expectation, so you already know what to expect. So that's not necessarily anxiety. That's just predicting their actions, right? But how to counteract that, you have to stay calm, cool, and collective. I'll kind of give you an example. Today, I had to speak with a person who I recently found out went to, they ended up going to jail, but they joined a gang in jail. And I guess they didn't like black people or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and I still met with that person, you know.
Right.
The person that had the concern was like, you know, do you want me to sit in here? You don't have to meet with that person.
Right.
No, I would like to sit down and speak with that person eye to eye because I can also help change that person's viewpoint or whatever it may be. But I had to be, even having that level of information, I still have to be calm, cool, and collective. I can't let that shake me or
rile
even show
you up.
Them
right.
that I'm shaking. Right?
True.
At all.
True.
You know, you feed energy into something. You add fuel to a fire, it's going to get bigger.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you add water to it. I love water because water always chooses the path of least resistance. Right? Water is beautiful. Water is not going to, let's say a rock, a big old boulder is in the middle of a river. Water is not going to sit there and build up its force to move that rock. It's just going to simply continue to go around it and flow. But over time, it will cut through that rock. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
Water is the most powerful one of the most powerful forces on Earth. It can move just about anything. It can move anything.
Yes, yes,
it's
it
force,
is.
But it can also be gentle and very least resistant. It can be very gentle. Right, so I choose to be more like water. Just what's the path of least resistance?
Okay.
It's beautiful. Just cut around it.
Right.
Keep going.
And at the same time, you're cutting through it.
Mm-hmm.
Same time.
Yep.
Shaving it off little by little
by
as you
little.
Pass by.
Yep.
I think that that is very profound what you're saying and what you have said today as far as mental health issues are concerned. Is there anything else you may have on your mind that you would like to share with our listeners?
I don't know.
So you haven't really been to school for this, have you?
No, as far as counseling and mm-hmm. those things go, mm-hmm. nah, life. I've been in school of hard knocks, life. You know, but honestly, I was blessed because I was always hung around the older guys and always mm-hmm. kind of paid attention to the elderly and the word really just
wisdom.
Clicked.
Yes.
Clicked and I'm blessed that he allowed me to see the things that I've seen in his word and he allowed me to put it together.
Right.
All right. So I, yeah.
He sure has allowed you to put that together. I mean, can't just anyone do that. Just can't. They
yeah.
just can't. I mean, it is a gift that you have that God has blessed you with. That you're able to dissect life and problems and complications and mental health issues. You know what people pay for it in degrees?
Mm-hmm.
You know, PhDs, mm-hmm. doctor level. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking about years and years and years of school and life experience. I mean, you're not an old guy. I'm sure you're not.
No.
You're not
I'll be
40.
35 Saturday.
See, they're 35. Yeah. See yeah. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People have spent money and years to have... You pick up that type of wisdom, you
yeah.
know, but God has blessed you with it, and it's something to be treasured.
Yeah. It took not only a lot of time in the Word, but just a lot of time learning myself, you know, and that's where I
right.
found a lot of, you know, some things I didn't like about myself. I understood I didn't have self-control. I understood I didn't have patience and those things, but finding myself. But then I just had different levels of interest. Once I learned about the breath of life, it taught me about oxygen, which led to, I'm like, why wasn't I this interested in when I was in school about this stuff? I would have had straight A's. I would have probably been labeled a genius or whatever, you know.
Right.
It led me to oxygen. It led me to the body. It led me to diseases. It led me to blood. Like, one little thing opened the door to a lot of things. Like, I have great conversation with doctors, mm-hmm. a lot of doctors, Dr. May, Dr. Mark, you know, a bunch of different doctors that mm-hmm. I can keep up and understand about the body and understand about, you know, this, that, and the third. And I'm blessed, but I spent years in studying that stuff. I spent years in studying immunology, not because somebody made me, because I wanted to.
Right,
because I was
right.
interested in how this works. I spent years studying about the anatomy. Now I'm studying about reflexology, you know, not because somebody's making me.
Right, right.
It's because I'm interested.
Right.
I love learning. I love sharing. So sometimes...
Knowledge.
Sometimes you share too much and people be like, oh, you think you know everything? And I'm just like...
It's not that. I just picked this up, you know?
Yeah, I'm just interested in sharing what I learned.
Right.
You.
Don't you want to know more? Yeah. You know, I'm like that too. Like, tell me more, tell me more, you know, as you can see.
Yeah.
Our relationship, like, tell me more, tell me more, you know? Because it doesn't, I don't feel like I'm lesser than you or you're more than me or something like that, or I'm jealous of it. I am feasting mm-hmm. on it. And if we would learn more how to feast from other people mm-hmm. and share and pull from mm-hmm. them, you know, that can help you and vice versa. But you know what? We're out of time again. The time is gone again. Okay, well, thank you, Tim, for coming. I really enjoyed you, and hopefully you did, too, that are listening today. Again, you're listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
Well, I just said my prayer. To the real God. I said, hey man, there are some Negroes that deserve cancer, but I am not one of them. I said, if you need some help, if you die, you need 12 black folks naked, I'll put them on a piece. If you need something close to the house, I'll give you that too. And then I looked at my body and I said, cancer, I ain't never bothered you, and I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
Though with only 3 minutes left in 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe 95. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, it is to me.